Recording Bees, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Eavesdropping on the acoustic signatures of bee flights tells the story of bee activity and pollination services, and farmers may be able to use the exact methods to monitor pollination of their crops and head off pollination deficits. Dr. Candace Galen.
I started out this bee work because I'm really interested in what the plants are getting out of it. It's not that I don't love the bees, but I really started out being very interested in the colors and fragrances and rewards that the plants offer and what that means and what they're getting on their side from that. What I find really exciting about this is that if I can track the number of flight buzzes, bees flying through a population of plants, I can get a very good sense of how much pollination those plants are getting. And if they depend upon bees for their seed production, with our alpine clovers, we've seen that the correlation between the number of bees that are buzzing in an area that our microphones detect and the number of seeds that those clovers, which depend on those bees, go on to set is just remarkably high. I mean, it's like above 0.9, which in ecology is just remarkably high. We're interested in the bees for their own right, but also interested in what they mean for these wildflowers being able to maintain themselves and their populations and set seed. And of course, for farmers, if we can take this technology and adapt it to the farm, then that I think would be very helpful for farmers in sort of managing their fruit production and their pollination resources. Are they going to be able to rely on native bees? Are they going to need to haul in some honeybee hives? And those sorts of questions.
David Sparks.